Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Show today. And welcome on this rainy day here in Maine. Boy, we're having an odd summer. I don't know if you've been following the East Coast at all, especially up here in Maine. People do. But anyway, it's June 6th, and we haven't had very many days over 60. It's been raining all spring and really tough. Our son's a baseball player and it's been tough to get those games in. He's pitched in some really cold, drizzly games. So hopefully we're going to get some good weather here. But anyway, so in the meantime, we're going on the radio since we can't go outside. And we have a beautiful guest with us. I'm so excited to welcome Enya Flack to the Best Ever You Show today. Enya Flack is a beauty and lifestyle expert, TV personality for itsaglamthing.com. And I'll repeat that in just a minute here. But she travels the U.S. appearing on morning and afternoon news and lifestyle shows to present what's trending, what's classic, and what's new in beauty. She's also an actress. I'm going to have to ask her about that because she's got some fun things that she's been in. But she's a huge influencer in the beauty world and a model. You can tell by looking at her. Oh my gosh, I love her pictures. Her beautiful eyes and hair and everything. It's just somebody you kind of want to be. But we're going to just be us. We're best ever you. So make sure as you're listening to all of this today, you take what you need for you and apply it to you. Remember, you can't be anybody else but you. So that's our goal in life. We help you be your best. And you may have seen her on Extra, CSI Miami, Deal or No Deal. There's some cool things. So she knows how to put her makeup on. I love that. And do her hair and all that good fun stuff. But I think what's more beautiful about you, Enya, is you know how to help other people be their best. Yeah. So welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You're going to blow my head up. But thank you so much. I appreciate all those lovely things you've said.
Yeah.
My journey is with beauty has been a long one, but as you said, it's really all about being the best you can be. It's not about trying to look like whoever the top star of the moment happens to be, but just, you know, feeling comfortable in your own skin. And if, cosmetics or what have you can do that for you, then that's what we'll do. That's what we'll talk about.
Yeah. And I thought today what we would do would be to give everybody like a little overview to start about what It's a Glam Thing and itsaglamthing.com are. Because there's a great resource at that website. It's literally like itsaglamthing.com. That's itsaglamthing.com for everybody listening. Do you want to take time to just tell us what that even is? Because we've been friends.
Sure.
Lisa and I have been friends for a long time, and she owns it. But we haven't had anybody from It's a Glam Thing on for a while. So let's go. Let's
right.
Revisit.
Well, yeah. Well, Lisa, as you said, Lisa, this is a brainchild of Lisa Kakuza, who is the owner and genius behind Lisa Kakuza Public Relations. And itsaglamthing.com is basically an online destination for beauty, fashion, and lifestyle news. There's a team of about 15 different bloggers, and we do reviews and we do giveaways, and it's just a wonderful site to check out. It's a Glam Thing TV, once again, a brilliant idea that Lisa came up with, is there are several of us that do present what's new in beauty throughout the United States on various morning TV talk shows, as well as at noon TV talk shows, come to think of it, across the country. And so, you know, we just try to provide information about what's new and interesting in the world of beauty and fashion out there.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody can use that. And I think the one thing I love about it, too, is that sometimes people associate – you know, makeup and all the, you know, fun nuances of makeup with, you know, younger people. And I love this because it's for all ages. That's the one thing. I mean, I've talked to Lisa so many times about approaching 50, and my mom is in her 70s, and she sent beauty products that my mom loves, that I love. I mean, so it's not just for, you know, 15 to 25-year-olds. It's from, you know, whatever age you are all the way up, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, some of my favorite products that we talk about are about anti-aging, and share a lot. I'm very happy that working with It's a Glam Thing allows me to try out a lot of different products, and you know, we're all aging, of course, and I love to share those with my friends and my mom as well. My mom, I won't say what age she's approaching because she would never forgive me, but let's just say she's definitely not a teenager. And, you know, it is nice to be able to share those things with women of all ages.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get involved? Again, what's your background? I mean, tell us about you.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I am an actress, and you know, when you're working in the entertainment industry, you have the opportunity to work with a lot of fantastic beauty experts, hair and makeup people, you know, who are really at the top of their game. However, before I got into acting, I started off in Charlotte, North Carolina, as doing some modeling, and I started. That was sort of the beginning of my beauty journey. I was always very blessed to have, you know, good genes, thankfully. So I didn't have a lot of, you know, say, skincare issues or anything like that. But skincare has always been something that I've been very focused on because the women in my family are very lucky to have great skin, and I wanted to have that too. So it's something that I've always been fascinated at. So I did work as a model. I have also a background in the pageant industry, pageant.
I didn't know that.
I'm a former Miss District of Columbia, and I worked in both the Miss USA and the Miss America pageant systems. I'm currently an official pageant judge for the Miss America organization as well. So, that is one of my ways that I like giving back and working with young women, especially.
I didn't know that. Yeah, so, I'm a former Miss Iowa teen and Mrs. Maine a couple times. So yeah, I love pageants to some extent.
it's a great extent that they give back. I understand. But I think it is a great training ground. You know, whether you're trying to learn how to do your makeup or do a great interview or whatever. But I think there's definitely some positives to pageants for sure.
Oh yeah, I love the fact that I know one of the things, like when you leave a pageant, no matter what the outcome is, you always feel like you had your hair and makeup done. Great.
That's true.
You know, you feel like you got to dress up and, you know, on stage, and you know, you learn something from everything you do, whether you end up bitter or not, and you know, or how that goes. You know, the throwdowns are always interesting, but it's you know, on some of them there's not, but I haven't been in one yet that didn't have some kind of throwdown at the end of it, and it was pretty funny. But I leave going, you know what, this was an experience, and this was a positive experience, and here are all the positive things from it. And but especially around the, like, I'm going to give this example because we got on pageants for a second. We'll leave it, trust me, for everybody who's like, oh God, pageants. we're going to talk about this for a second. But I was in Mrs. International in 2011, and Mrs. Texas, who was clearly going to be in the top 10, there was no doubt about it, was so cool the whole time she did my hair and makeup.
How nice.
She got herself ready and then got me ready. And she wasn't even my roommate. I would come down to her room. She's like, okay, I know how to do your hair, you know, that kind of thing. And she was the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And then somebody else, I didn't have the right socks for something, and somebody else gave me their socks. And so that was just a phenomenal experience. I love that pageant for Missy.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway,
I've had some, you know, not so great experiences as you mentioned, but I've had some really good ones too. I once loaned a dress. I brought a second dress, and there was a young lady there who I can't remember why she didn't have a gown, but she didn't have a gown, and she ended up wearing my extra. So, you know, I think you can make great friendships too.
Exactly.
So I've been lucky with a few too.
Yeah. So tell us, let's talk about it's a glam thing. We'll go back. All you people can turn off, turn us back on for a second here.
Right.
Tuned out during the pageant segment there. What are some of the It's a Glam Thing picks for summertime beauty essentials? Because we're approaching, I know I hinted at we're still in the rainy season here in Maine. I don't know what the spring is doing, but we're going to have summer, I promise, in New England. But everybody else is already warm and all that good stuff. But summertime beauty is it tricky because hair frizzes, makeup runs, and
Absolutely. You love the weather, most of the time you love the weather, but you definitely have to adjust your beauty regimen to accommodate the climate change for sure.
So what have you got? Because that's pretty fun.
Okay,
just
sure.
Things, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about shaving and waxing, because that's something I always think of the summer as when you're gonna, if you've sort of laid dormant during the winter months, then you're probably starting to think a bit more about shaving and waxing, that hair removal during the summer mm-hmm. months, because your skin is obviously on display a little bit more. The problem with doing, more shaving and waxing is that you run the risk of getting razor burn or ingrown hairs. Which both of those are very painful. One of my favorite product lines that we talk about on It's a Glam Thing is developed by a New York chief surgeon and gynecologist by the name of Dr. Ronald Blatt. The name of the line is Private RX. And this is a whole line of women's intimate skincare products. His line is great for really keeping, say, for example, the bikini line nice and clean. He's got two products that I personally love. One is called Private RX Cooling Pads, and the other is Soothing Serum. Now, Dr. Blatt, he reminds us that skincare is not only about your faces. You have to think about the proper care of skin on your entire body. So the cooling pads are great because they're made out of cotton, nice and soft. They're kind of textured, so they basically exfoliate dry or dead skin cells and help free those ingrown hairs. And the soothing serum is used immediately afterwards, and it's just formulated to lock in concentrated moisture on those delicate skin areas, and once again, just soothe your skin after shaving or waxing.
Nice. Now, does something like that work, other places, or just bikini line? Can you use that anywhere?
I've actually used it, personally used it on underarm areas. It's perfect. Uh-huh. Also, really, it's especially, I think you can use it really any place on your body, but because it is formulated for the more sensitive areas, that's going to be the hardest area to deal with. And so really, I think you could use it any place would shave or wax, but like I said, once again, specifically formulated for those more sensitive areas.
That's great to mention that, because that has a lot of stress for people. I think anyway, trying to shave before you go somewhere or whatever, and you get, bumps all over the place and redness and everything. So now let me ask you a question. Do you guys test everything before, you're on the air talking about this on TV or radio and everything? Is this something you personally like, or is it a team at It's a Glam Thing that recommends the products? How does that work so that we know, to trust
it's definitely
it, I guess.
Something that I personally like, but every product is tested either by myself or at least one of the It's a Glam Thing blog team.
Okay.
So
and I noticed
this was a product that was tested before I got it. It was tested and then passed along to me to present. Of course, I personally like to test out everything that is presented to me prior to, obviously to talking about it or recommending it. So this line happens to be one of my favorites for sure. I meant to mention, Dr. Blatt also sent along a couple of other great shave tips for women for the summer. Would you be interested in hearing about those?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He says, first of all, a good idea is to shave at night because it gives your body time to heal itself overnight. Secondly, he also says that you should be sure that the area that you're shaving is moistened enough so that the hair follicles are softened. The softer the hair is, the easier it is to remove. And finally, don't press too hard on the blade and shave in shorter strokes. He says that if you are pressing, you feel like you have to press hard on the blade to remove the hair, that it's probably time to replace the blade. So I think that's a great
I steal
tip.
My husband's razors, so.
great razor stealer. I know a lot of women who do.
I don't know why we do that. I guess, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. So
it's handy.
All right. But
it's
we do. Yeah, I bet everybody right now is like, yep, I do that too. Yeah. Married 18 years. I steal razor deep. I admit it. All right. So let's talk about hair because I don't know about you, but I have naturally curly hair in some spots and it just is completely frizzing. And I also notice as I'm getting older, it's getting thinner. I don't have, you know, I'm approaching 50 and I don't have that. I don't have hair loss by any stretch, like any dramatic hair loss, knock on wood, but you know, you notice your hair gets a little bit thinner. Yeah. So what have
you
we got for that?
Do.
Yeah.
You definitely do. And I'd say, you know, women are actually prone to hair loss and shedding more in the summer months than the colder months. So, you know, some hair loss is normal, but if you are, you know, if you're losing a lot, you probably need to look into that. Two great products that we recommend are from Pure Dior. And they make a hair loss prevention therapy shampoo and conditioner. Those are really wonderful. The shampoo is actually clinically proven to reduce hair loss due to breakage. It's good for improving volume, makes your hair thicker, shinier, helps with split ends and just overall scalp health as well. And the conditioner also promotes thick, healthy hair as well. It has 15 DHT blockers. Now, don't ask me about that. I can tell you that, yeah, it is really wonderful. I will say, you know, I use my mom as my guinea pig a lot here, too. My mom is, as I mentioned, getting older. She's had quite a bit of trouble with her hair thinning, especially over the last couple of years. Unfortunately, she had a problem with shingles. About 2 years ago, and it really caused a lot of changes in her body, including hair loss. She's always had very thick hair, and it has definitely thinned. And I will say that these products have done her a world of good.
That's nice to hear, because I know that's a panic situation for a lot of people. And so it works whether you, again, one of those products that sounds like it'll help you whether you're young or older.
Or younger or older, exactly. Yeah. Great for everybody, and also great for all different hair types as well. Another ingredient that I love in both of these products is argan oil. I'm sure you've heard about argan oil.
Yeah.
Just for me, that's a miracle ingredient. And once again, great for everybody. Not only great for your hair, but also great for your skin as well.
For somebody that hasn't heard of argan oil, what is that, and why does it work so well? Do you know? If I ask you a question you don't know, just pass.
You know, it's funny. I don't really know why it works so well. I mean, it's from the argan tree, I believe it is. But you know, it's amazing. Within the past, I think I probably heard about it five or six years ago from my hairstylist. And
yeah,
you know,
my mom swears by it too.
It's definitely gotten very popular over the past few years.
Yeah, my mom swears by it. I have a little bit of a nut allergy. Well, a lot of bit of a nut allergy. So I'm always really careful with different oils, especially like almond oil and, you know, things like that. So it's probably not a good fit for somebody with food allergies to nuts.
That's a good point. Be careful with things like that.
We have that audience because I have anaphylaxis to nuts, and I'm the co-founder of foodallergyzone.com. So sometimes people listen in when we do beauty shows, to look and search for products that don't have allergens.
Right.
Be careful with that one, maybe, if you've got that. But otherwise,
do a little research on that one. Yeah, that's a good point.
Do a little research on that one. Yeah. So let's talk about skincare, because that's another one. You always feel like your skin is better in the summer. I do, but then you've got to worry about the sun, right?
That's true. I mean, and I'm a big believer in sunscreen. Not everybody believes in sunscreen. I personally do. You know, the thing of it is, excessive sweat, lack of sunscreen, and just the heat and can really wreak havoc on your hair, as well as your skin in summer. It's funny because I think my skin personally seems better over the summer months, but I know it doesn't seem to be that way for a lot of people as well. There's a new skincare line that we are working with called NXN, and that stands for Nurture by Nature. And they have a wonderful power detox clear complexion mask that I'm absolutely in love with. I tried it. I actually tried it for the first time just a few nights ago, and it is a tightening mask, but it's incredible how radiant it leaves your skin. You use it after cleansing, and NXN also makes a foaming cleanser that is really wonderful for getting rid of dirt and oil and shine as well. That's made with it's actually made with cinnamon bark. But you use that, and then you follow it up with this mask, and it draws out the toxins, and really it says it clears congested pores. Once again, I don't have too much of a problem with blackheads, but those that I did have are now gone after using this. Really wonderful mask. It's one of my favorites that I've tried in the past, you know, at least the past 6 months or so. And this one is another one that contains some, you know, I'm not an allergist, so I can't say. It contains green clay and kaolin, as well as fermented red ginseng, grape seed, and Amazonian kakai nut. Sure if anyone has kakai nut allergies, but if so, you know, you may want to ask your doctor or your dermatologist about this one. But it is paraben free, sulfate free. It's hypoallergenic, so you know, maybe
I'm sure it's okay.
I would be pretty sure that it's fine. But you know, you may want to talk to your allergist if you have any sort of you know, worries about that at all. And it is also dermatologist tested.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds like a great product. All these sound great. And do people just send these to you guys to test and say, you know, and then you guys love them and talk about them? It's so awesome.
Pretty much. Cool. Always on the lookout for great products.
Yeah. It's a glamthing.com, everybody. Check it out. I was just on the website, and I love the different blogs too. All of you bloggers really have different avenues and lanes you stay in, and so there's a lot of information on there. It's really cool. So, as we're talking here, remember it's a glamthing.com is the website we're talking about, and we're talking with Enya Flack, who is an actress and a beauty expert and and great writer too. You have some really good writing on there, so you can add that too.
Thank you. Well, actually, you know, and let me say, in addition to the lifestyle and beauty and the fashion, and maybe you like celebrity news. There's celebrity news on there as well.
I saw that. I think that's so much fun.
We've got a writer who specializes in that area as well.
Yeah, we love our celebs. How about
little gossip here and there?
Yeah, it never hurts anybody as long as it's nice. And you guys are always nice. I mean, I don't think Lisa would allow anything but nice. So, yeah.
No, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about coconuts for a little bit, because everybody, it seems like we're in a coconut happy phase. It's weird. It's wild. It's one of the things I'm not allergic to, and I love coconut butter. And you've got something like this. Yeah. So what's this? It's Petal Fresh Pure or something like that. I've never heard of it, and it sounds amazing.
Right. Petal Fresh Pure has a smoothing coconut body butter. I love body butters. Yeah. Do you? I mean, lotions are great, but the body, those rich, creamy formulas are amazing. This one hydrates, softens your skin, of course, is great to use after a shower or a bath. Great rich formula. It's fortified with all kinds of essential oils and just great for your ingredients that just leave your skin feeling silky and smooth and smelling like coconut extract. I even use just plain coconut oil on my skin from time to time. I know coconut is great to take internally as well. It's one of those products that or one of those ingredients that just there doesn't seem to be anything bad about it.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I coconut oil, olive oil, all those kinds of things are just lovely.
Mm-hmm. And again, great
thirsty.
For your hair as well as your skin too.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have covered the gamut here of like everything that might be like thirsty skin and hair for sure. You know, like when you're just feeling sort of like, I don't know, the winter does a number on us up here for sure, and you feel dry, and I don't think we're to that point yet in summer where anything's humid, and you feel like your skin's all smooth and all that good stuff, and it sounds like you've got some really cool products here that help alleviate some of the stress for sure.
Absolutely. And a lot of the products that we cover on Instaglam thing, I'll say these are, a lot of them are not products that you know, will see advertised, you know, frequently on television, that sort of thing. So it really is if you're looking for, just something different or maybe an alternative to some of maybe the, you know, more commonly known brand names, this is a great resource as well.
Yeah, some really unique items. I kind of feel like they're like the best of the best, though. I don't know. I've loved every single thing that I've ever gotten from It's a Glam Thing. And really, there's not one thing that's ever come my way where I haven't just loved it. So you guys do a great job vetting the product.
You'll find a lot of organic as well as, you know, a lot of things that are, you know, once again, sulfate, paraben free. Lisa is very good about searching those out not everything that is presented to her is going to end up on our blog. As you said, we look for the best ingredients, the best of the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you're on TV sometimes, or a lot of times, maybe is a better word for that. With It's a Glam Thing,
here and there,
like every day. No, what states are the primary TV market areas for It's a Glam Thing on TV?
Well, right now we're primarily on programs in North and South Carolina, Arizona. We're in Indianapolis. We work with a show down in Tampa, and you know, every day it's growing and changing. But those are our primary markets right now.
Okay, got it. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your acting before we go? I know we're going to run out of time here pretty soon. Should we stick to all things It's a Glam Thing, or do you want to get, you know, I think some of the acting, just breaking from It's a Glam Thing for a second to just, you know, Enya, you have some cool things that you've done.
Thank you. I'm actually living on the East Coast right now. I'm on the East Coast primarily right now, and so I do a lot of commercial work, more commercial work on the East Coast than anything else. Mm-hmm. However, you know, in the past, and I still do some other shows, but I've been on shows as far back as, say, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that really ages me, I guess. I've been on shows like, as you said, CSI Miami. I was very lucky to be on The Sopranos for a while. I was a regular on three shows. One called Battle Dome, one called Malcolm and Eddie, and one called Black Scorpion. And I've just primarily done a lot of sitcoms and some episodics as well. But I do a little of everything. I do more entertainment reporting and more of a spokesperson and more of a spokesperson now as well.
Yeah, awesome. So here's why I asked that, because if somebody was tuning in because they're like, oh, cool, Enya's on and she's an actress and all this stuff, and maybe not the It's a Glam Thing part of you, you know, because there's two, you know, there's a bunch of sides to you and all the things that you do. I know that somebody listening might
be busy.
Yeah, you do. But I think I want to ask this question about it because, you know, we have lots of listeners and really a lot of our listeners are quite young and, you know, influenced by people that come on the show and they're like, oh, I want to do that or be that or, you know, how'd she get started and, you know, things like that. So I
sure.
want to ask you a little bit about that, you know, because you never know who you might
sure.
inspire. And that's the reason why I asked you to kind of go there. How did you get started acting? If somebody is looking to be maybe an actress, how did you do that?
Well, you know, I had kind of a back in a weird way, kind of a backdoor mm-hmm. entry into acting. As I mentioned, I was in the pageant world. I started off in the modeling industry and all that. My degree is actually in journalism, and I studied radio and TV. I took one class, one acting class in college. I ended up in San Francisco teaching modeling, long story, after college. But when I was offered the opportunity to audition for something, I had actually already had quite a bit of a background on stage. And so while my experience in acting was not that great, interestingly enough, because I had a certain comfort level on stage or in, you know, in front of cameras from the other things that I'd done in my life, I was somehow booked the very first thing I ever auditioned for. So I have kind of an unusual mm-hmm. tale. But once I did start acting, I started taking acting classes and doing private coaching sessions with various working actors. So, I mean, my recommendation to people who are interested in acting is always, you know, take some classes. You know, if you have a local community college maybe that offers classes, or if you're younger, there are a lot of children's theater programs that are great for getting younger kids especially involved, or maybe audition for something at your school. Just anything to sort of get yourself used to the auditioning process and being in front of people and eventually in front of a camera.
And rejection, right?
And rejection. Exactly. And that's, it's exactly. And rejection is a big thing. I'm always asked about how do you bounce back from not getting an acting job? And I always think it's almost not a real big deal because I hate to keep bringing up the pageants, but at least with the pageants, say you're preparing an entire year to be in a
for a moment. Yeah. For two hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas with an audition, typically you find out about the audition maybe a night or a day or two before you have to do it. So you don't have quite as much time invested for the audition.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's sort of, that's the way I handle it. But, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, getting used to the rejection is a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. I hear
you. You have to not take it too seriously. There's always another opportunity out there, and it's just about, you know, being diligent and persistent with it.
Can you explain before we go how all the things that you do relate to one another? So, because it's funny, we have the same sort of background with the journalism degree and the acting class, and then I've done commercials mm-hmm. and things like that too. People who are listening that know me know that. But mm-hmm. can you explain how you've taken all the things that you know and have trained to do, you know, have been through and so forth, and are doing what you do now? Because it, you know, it sort of all collectively goes together and networks together. Because you write and act and talk and are on TV and, you know,
well,
you do a lot of cool things.
Well, I'm just a big believer in taking advantage of every opportunity that comes my way. I was on stage really when I was 5 years old taking ballet lessons.
mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's
me too.
Everything, you know, even if something is offered to you or suggested to you and you don't see how it could possibly help you toward your goal of whatever it might be, you know, don't just toss it to the side and say, well, that's not going to do anything for me, because you just never know whether it's a direct influence or an indirect. You know, you never know. You might meet someone that might, you know, help you on your
yeah.
road to whatever your final goal is. You just never know. So,
yeah,
it's beauty and fashion and television, all of these things just sort of worked hand in hand. And
I tell the story. I once auditioned for a role of an angry mom for a music video. And I had to, in the audition, they wanted me to slap this guy who was, really actually slap the guy in the face, who was probably about, I'm 5'2", he was about 6'4". First of all, I couldn't reach him. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I wasn't going to do that. And so I swiped my hand in front of his face, like totally fake,
right?
Fake swiped at him. And I had to like jump and swipe, and it was hilarious. And I missed, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, that audition, everybody was laughing and everything. And that audition led to me getting cast in something totally different, where I got to just be a mom, because I'm a mom of four boys.
Correct.
And I just kind of got to be myself.
Okay.
And so that
right.
kind of stuff, like exactly what you're saying, you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, if that's something you want to do, you got to put yourself out there for sure and learn and so forth and take the rejection and all that stuff. But yeah, just kind of a side note there for some. I'm sure you have stories like that.
I have a few like that. And I the people who know me from, you know, me from being a child are always really surprised that I ended up in this industry, because I was extremely shy growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely, extremely shy. I never had a date even, you know, until I got to college. So I was too shy to even go out with anybody. So, I would have never imagined. So, you know,
yeah.
You just,
awesome.
Never know.
All right. Well, thank you for answering all my goofy questions at the end. But do you have any other? Do you have one more product you want to talk about before we go? Or are you good? I direct everybody to
itsaglamthing.com.
Okay.
It's a glam thing. Yeah, exactly. Let me also say, you know, if your listeners head over to itsaglamthing.com, we're always doing various giveaways on the website.
Awesome.
And we do these great beauty boxes filled with all kinds of great beauty products. So, you know, definitely check out the website for sure.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate you being here and giving us sharing part of your life and a lot of your time and all that good stuff with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you
for having me.
It's been great.
Yeah, I can hear you smile as you talk. It's really neat. I can actually see you smile, and I don't know how far apart we are. So really fun to meet you, and thank you. And thank you, Lisa, for bringing Enya to us. So I'm going to take a little break here from the radio show for a while. I'm going to be back in July with more radio shows. So this is going to be our last radio show for a few weeks. We've got baseball, and then my third son's got college orientation and all that good stuff. Check back with us in July. In the meantime, I really hope you enjoy the show that we've had for this past 40 minutes or so with Enya Flack. Tons of great information. And as usual, we really appreciate it when you listen and share the show. We are totally grassroots. Best ever you. Completely started, you know, with me, and it still is, me in my office here. And we're just grown completely grassroots. So we grow when you tell somebody about us, and we really appreciate that. And also, it's aglamthing.com. Make sure you tell people about that website and check it out. It's just awesome. And the way things are best shared is like when you either tell somebody about it, or you send a tweet out, or you can Facebook the links, you can Facebook the show link. LinkedIn is a great place too for business and so forth. And so we really appreciate those social media connections. I know I've got, just got verified on Twitter with about 230,000 people following now. And that is powerful. I meet so many people on Twitter, and we're just so thankful for all of the sharing of all of the information that you do, and the suggestions as well. I love it when you guys say, hey, you should interview this or that person. So thank you so much. And, everybody, that was one more time, Enya Flack from itsaglamthing.com. You can visit that website, and gosh, there's so much beauty information and a little bit of celebrity news on there too, as she was saying. So thanks everybody so much for listening. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Network. For more information, just visit us at besteveryou.com.